We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
It was right, said Kavanaugh. It was right, said Gorsuch. It was right, said Barrett. It's right then, and it's right now.
Racism is real in America.
That does not mean that the border is open beginning on May 23rd.
How do I get the endorsement from Donald Trump? Because it is magic.
Do you believe then that men can become pregnant and have abortions?
Yes.
This is an historic moment which we must seize.
In baseball, that's 1,000. That's batting 1,000. Right.
Yeah, Ronna McDaniel there, in case you're wondering about that last one. She's referring to the batting average, not of a St. Louis Cardinals baseball player, but of one Donald Trump when it comes to, you know, who he's backing and who's winning. I think her point was, if you're, you know, he's missed on a couple, there's no doubt about it, but if you're 58-3 or 58-4, you're still batting 90 plus percent in Major League Baseball. You're batting 1,000, was her point. For all that you hear about these things. Anyway, welcome into the show. It is a Thursday morning. Just, you know, one of those strange kind of days. Yesterday, we had the Durham report going on. I was kind of watching that, and that trial that's happening with this Sussman guy. They actually got Mark Elias on the stand yesterday, who was Hillary Clinton's lawyer, one of her campaign people, right, who worked for Perkins Coie as well. And he was sort of at the, he was kind of at the center of this whole Russian collusion kind of thing. That's going to be interesting. They're trying to, they've got the deck is stacked against John Durham here in this trial. I mean, just so you know, we kind of knew that going in. We'll talk more about it a little later today, but the deck's kind of stacked against him based on who the judge is, based on who the jury pool is. And all it is a perjury trial. Maybe we should have had Jeff Smith talk about that yesterday when we had him on, but I missed my opportunity to ask him what he thought about this guy. And we're still up in the air in Pennsylvania. Here we are a day later, 2 days later, after the election on Tuesday, and they still don't know who's going to win. Oddly enough, there are still thousands of votes. Like, more votes came in yesterday because they thought there were 10,000 votes they hadn't counted, and apparently more votes came in yesterday, and a fairly large percentage of those votes are breaking against Mehmet Oz. They're breaking against Oz and for McCormick. And the numbers keep bouncing back and forth as of, the difference is, I don't know, 1,000 now?
Do they have to make an announcement? Like, do they make a winner before a recount can be done, or can they just recount before even announcing a winner?
No, I think they're going to have to. I think they can announce a winner and still announce that there's going to be a recount.
Okay. But can they recount before you make an announcement?
I don't know. I don't know what the rules are up there. It just strikes me as just odd how the thing has bounced back. I'm trying to think here. I'm trying to see the numbers this morning. And now I'm not seeing the exact numbers. Let's see. I'm trying to see what the difference is. It's a little over 1,000 still. It looks like maybe 1,500 votes, 1,000. No, right. About 1,200 votes. I mean, that's amazing. Out of almost 800,000, almost out of a million cast, there's about a 1,500 vote difference between those two people. So, we don't know on that one yet. A little too close to call up in Pennsylvania. Got a great show for you a little later today. We are going to give away more tickets to Top Gun. Be sure and stay tuned for that. All of this debate over sending $40 billion to the Ukraine. I don't know how you feel about that. I know how. I mean, it really seems to split not necessarily down party lines. I've got friends who are very pro Ukraine and want us to dedicate all of this money to them. And I've got others who are like, well, listen, where's the European countries in all of this? Why are we the primary ones shipping $40, $50, $60 billion now over there? What's their contribution? It's on their continent. What are they doing here? We're going to talk to Griff Jenkins, who's been reporting in Kyiv for the past, I don't know, 6 or 8 weeks. He's been over there for a long time, and he's kind of got the inside scoop on what's going on. We're also going to talk about the baby formula debate. Yesterday, the president invoked the War Powers Act, I think, or the War Production Act or something like that. I'll get the wording here correct. But basically allowing, if it's a supply chain issue to get the ingredients to make the baby formula, he's granting that industry the extraordinary power of getting first dibs or the first chance at those raw materials so that they can ramp up production almost like you would in a wartime footing. Since it's the FDA that's kind of slow rolled that, I'm a little surprised it's taken them this long and that was the reaction to it. But that's kind of what's going on. I don't know if it's going to make a difference or not. We're going to check in with Eben Brown on that from Fox News Radio at about 6:35, just to get an update on it. They had a couple of kids get sick yesterday. I think it was down in Tennessee somewhere. But they had some extraordinary health challenges to begin with, and they ended up eating some formula that didn't agree with them, and apparently they ended up hospitalized over it. I don't think it wasn't related to bacteria in the formula. They had extraordinary health challenges. That's been the headline all night that I've been seeing, but it doesn't seem to be directly related to the fact of anything other than they were using formula they weren't used to. So we're going to talk more about all of that for you today. We got Jim Talent, obviously, in the 7 o'clock hour. Looking forward to getting him on here. Right now, let's get to a break and our national anthem. We'll be back with more of the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. Oh, the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in grave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free? in the home of the brave.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In contrast, Russian elections are rigged. Political opponents are imprisoned or otherwise eliminated from participating in the electoral process. The result is an absence of checks and balances in Russia and the decision of one man to launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Iraq. I mean, of Ukraine. Iraq, too. Anyway. 75.
There's W speaking at his own institute, the George W. Bush Institute, and he slipped up and accused himself of being a brutal dictator who invaded Iraq when he meant to say Ukraine. A little slip of the tongue there.
A little bit. He still handled it well, you know.
He laughed. Right. He stopped. He laughed. He said, "I mean Ukraine. I wrecked it." He said, "Anyway, I'm 75, which means he still at least has the presence of mind.
He needs a bigger teleprompter.
Yeah, he needs. He didn't have a
That's
teleprompter.
What it is. He needs the big screen, like yep. right behind Denise.
He didn't have a teleprompter. I was watching the clip. He's reading off of his notes. He had prepared notes in front of him.
It's a mistake.
I know. He needed
You've
a prompter.
You've used teleprompters your whole career, Mark Cox.
I know.
You never made that mistake. When do you make mistakes? Off your little 3x5 carts.
You can do that. That's true.
It's a vision thing, folks. Come on.
I only made mistakes when somebody typed the wrong thing in the teleprompter. I had Ron Burgundy moments.
Never read the wrong thing.
Well, you mean you couldn't catch that fast enough to make the adjustment on the fly? Come on.
He was
worried about tossing the traffic and weather.
I would make adjustments on the fly. Yeah, on the fours, as Robin Smith used to say over and over and over again. Weather and traffic on the fours, which means every 4 minutes we go to weather. people didn't know what that meant. But regardless.
What?
Huh?
How's
I said
work?
As if people didn't know what that meant. She'd say it over and over again when we first started that. But yeah, a teleprompter would have helped. But to my point, yeah, he's 75, but he realized the second it came out of his mouth that he'd said something wrong. And that's the difference between George W. Bush and Joe Biden. Is that Biden just goes right on. He just seems oblivious to the fact that he's just said something completely in error, which I thought you'd get a kick out of that. By the way, the Ministry of Disinformation is on hold. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but they've apparently decided that the lady resigned. This was the interaction yesterday between Peter Ducey and Corinne Jean-Pierre. Cut 13, please, Frank.
So if it's pausing because you think the board was mischaracterized, then the disinformation board is being shut down because of disinformation? Is that what's happening here?
Look, I mean, the board was put forth for a purpose, right? To make sure that we really did really did address what was happening across the country when it came to disinformation.
And it's okay to wait now, 75 days.
It's going to pause. There's been a mischaracterization from outside forces. And so now what we're going to do is we're going to pause it and we're going to do an assessment. But the work doesn't stop. We're still going to continue the work. The DHS is still going to continue the work.
Okay.
They're going to pause and reconsider the board of the Ministry of Misinformation. Apparently this Jankiewicz lady, she's stepping away because it's been so horribly blown out of proportion. I don't know if that was it. I think it might have been the Mary Poppins skit, don't you think?
Had something to do with it?
I mean, can we agree on that? That
I don't think that Poppins skit got enough play.
Well,
I really don't.
It was cringy. It was cringy to watch and then to think that...
Everybody's done bad karaoke.
I know, but to think she was going to be put in charge of something that was allegedly a top priority threat to the United States from the Department of Homeland Security. And you can never get that. Once you've seen her sing that bad Mary Poppins song, you can't get it out of your head. I know she used to do drama. That's how she excused it, that before she got involved in politics, she was a drama major or was on in plays or musicals, something like that. But wow. This was Fox reporting on that decision yesterday. Go to cut five, please.
The Washington Post today has just reported that the administration's controversial disinformation governance board is being paused just 3 weeks after the DHS Secretary Mayorkas announced its existence.
I'm sorry. With Hawley and others lining up against it, I was surprised that this didn't happen a couple of weeks ago, but like right after it was announced. It just seemed like such a bad idea that they let it drag on that long was bad, just bad publicity for sure. Hey, we're going to get to a break here at the bottom of the hour. If you've looked at your 401k, maybe you shouldn't, or your investments, there's reason for worry, clearly. But one of the people that I rely on heavily here is Charles Payne. He's got more common sense than the vast majority of people who report on these things at the national level. I wanted to talk to him about the impact of the stock market, the fact that Target became a Target yesterday, and if you saw their stock fall or not. We're going to talk to all of that with our friend Charles Payne and what his advice is to his investors right now. It's all coming up on the Mark Cox Morning Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Here's what the president ought to do. He ought to call in the top 10 people at the FDA. And he ought to say, number one, what happened? And give them about 20 minutes to explain what happened. And then the president ought to turn to the top 10 people at the FDA, and he ought to say, you have 10 days to fix it. Now, I can promise you at least one of those top bureaucrats is going to say, oh, Mr. President, you don't understand. It can't be fixed in 10 days. We need a bunch of consultants and experts. That's the one you fire. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of them will fall into line. Now, that's what would happen in the real world. That's not right. What happens in Washington. It's easier to divorce your spouse in Washington than get fired.
Yeah, very true. Very true. Let's get to our guest, please, Frank.
What kind of a country do we want to be going forward?
Charles Payne, host of Making Money.
I want to be that country that was number one, really enjoyed being number one, and did everything it could to stay number one.
Charles, I'm making a list of all the people I want to fire in Washington. How about you?
You know what? I make a list of all the people I want to keep so I don't get writer's cramp. It'll be a lot shorter.
That's true. Very, very true. Man, have you ever seen anything like this baby food shortage we're dealing with? It's amazing.
It's beyond amazing, and it's like everything else in this country that it's so self-inflicted. It's just... I don't even understand it. Like they're not dumb people. It's like all the authors of this stuff, they just have a higher, there's just something they believe is a higher calling, than American prosperity. and it's really having devastating consequences. You know, Target stock is getting annihilated as we speak. Not just down, annihilated. All we've heard from President Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and all of these people is about profiteering, how all these corporations are ripping off the American public. And yet every time they report their earnings, they're like, listen, we're not, you know, we can't pass on prices. Our margins are falling. We're getting slammed. And so they're working against an administration who not only has created policies and regulations that hurt them, but also this sort of false premise that the companies that hire us, that, you know, that we look to work for and create opportunities and jobs are like the nemesis here. And it's I'm telling the malaise above this country. These dark clouds are getting darker and darker by the second.
Boy. Well, I know it's something you've talked about on Making Money with Charles Payne, and that is the supply chain issue bigger than the baby food shortage. I had a guy on this week talking about the fact that we might have rationing of diesel fuel in parts of this country this summer. If you think the supply chain is bad now, how in the world are companies dealing with these increased costs and the possibility they may not be able to get bread and milk and widgets?
They don't know how to deal with it. You know, one of the reasons Target stock is down 25%. I mean, it's rare you hear a company like that, you know, unless – it would have to be cataclysmic, disaster in the country, countrywide, for a company as large and powerful as Target to be down 25%. It just shedded tens of billions of dollars in valuation in the last 30 seconds. And one of the reasons is the CEO. I mean, he was on TV this morning. He was dumbfounded. The questions that you're asking, he doesn't have the answers for. And I think people are beginning to panic.
Wow. I mean, what's your advice? What are you telling people right now if they're looking at that 401k or their investments?
The good news is long term, we've always come out of these things long term, right? Yeah. Over the last 50, 100, 200 years, we've always come out of them. But there is a fair amount of near term pain. Also, you know, we've entered into this strange new era where the sort of ideal portfolio of 60% stocks, 40% bonds is completely broken apart. So that 60-40 portfolio is annihilated because bonds probably won't ever, not ever, but they have what they call secular moves.
Right.
And so they're like the bond market was in a bond rally for 40 years. Before that, it was in a bear market for 30 years. So if that bond rally is over, it could be over for the next 10, 20, 30 years. So, you know, there's no place really. People are having a limited amount of places to go and look for safety. Obviously, the stock market's under a huge amount of pressure right now. The only thing I would say is that, you know, so much damage is being built into this market already that people should not only stay the course. And I'm not saying buy anything today. I've been raising cash. But, you know, at some point, start to make bets on these large corporations and these, innovative corporations to excel again. Honestly, I don't always want to take it back to politics, but we've got to see a major shift politically this midterms, and then in 2024. You know, I've done a lot of research on the roaring 1920s, comparing maybe could we duplicate that in the 2020s. And what changed everything from the 1920s is we went, you know, from a president that really had, you know, he raised taxes. We had this general malaise. We were coming out of a two-year pandemic. We had just finished World War One. We were in a very similar situation. And when we got Harding in, Harding immediately cut taxes. You know, but he was a kind of a wild dude. But when Coolidge came in, you know, he was like the business of America is business. And we lowered taxes. We championed innovation. Back then, it was the radio.
Yeah.
He was like the first president on the radio. It was like, you know, that was the first wireless, right? But he championed it. He wanted us to be ahead of it. And I think that I think everything is in place for us to resume that with the right economic policies out of D.C. But I also think we've got to wake up to what we've given away, particularly with the notion of free trade. You know, free trade as espoused by conservative economists, it works in the books. It does not work when you're dealing with countries like China.
Right.
Right. just doesn't. And if we don't wake up to this whole notion that, hey, you know, I've had so many people like from the Wall Street Journal come on my show. If China wants to sell us steel at a discounted price, we should take it. I'm like, you idiot. You are so – I mean, at some point, I don't care what – this is, forget about these fancy degrees. At some point, if you cede your ability to make things that you need to someone else or another country, then they control you. You know, and that's where we are right now. We've blown it, but we don't have to. We're still strong enough, powerful enough, innovative. By the way, innovative enough, we come up with these ideas, you know. We create the drugs, and then we have China make them. It's just so dumb. So I'm just hoping that we go through this sort of general post-COVID epiphany where we all take another look at where we are and how we can re-spark or reignite how to get back to that greatness. Because this is the real treacherous waters that we're in right now.
Absolutely. Charles, thank you, my friend. We appreciate you.
You got it.
All right. Take care of yourself. Fox Business Network there. Charles Payne. Wow. Doesn't it make you nervous when somebody like Charles is going back and looking at what happened with the stock market debacle in the 1920s? Holy cow. What a mess. All right. Well, like you said, he didn't think we're about to repeat that, but we got to have some changes in Washington, D.C. That is for sure. Quick break here. Time for your phone calls, 314-241-9797.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Meanwhile, the endorsements on behalf of Donald Trump, he's done pretty well. Hasn't won everywhere, hasn't won them all, but he's done very, very well thus far in this season. Rana, I hope you come
he's
back.
He's at 96%.
Please, go ahead, sorry.
In baseball, that's 1,000. That's batting 1,000.
Right. I definitely would never have come up with that baseball metaphor, but I'm glad you did. Thank you so much, Rana. Thanks, good to Rana. See you.
Somebody gave it to me. Okay. I had no idea.
She's so honest. Thanks.
Very true, though. I mean, you think about that. That's very true. I mean, the media want every contest in this primary election came down to that question: did Donald Trump endorse, and how did that candidate do? And you know, there are outliers everywhere. The Madison Cawthorn case, I think that just got a little too weird for the voters. You know, I mean, I think Madison Cawthorn was an outlier in that case. There was a race in Nebraska, I believe, where the former president endorsed and that candidate didn't win. But overall, he's like 57 or 58-4. That's a pretty good record. If you were a coach and you had that kind of record, you would be quite sought after, I would think, which is why his endorsement continues to be sought after. That was the key message that came out of that polling that Channel 4 did. That was the key messaging. The question was something along the lines, I don't have it in front of me, that would it make a difference to you if Donald Trump endorsed a candidate? Would it make a difference in your choice, your vote, coming up in August? And 57% of the respondents said yes. That could sway their vote. That's huge. I mean, it really is. In Missouri, that's huge. So, you know, we'll find out if he ends up doing anything here or not. I don't know what to expect. We've got 10 weeks left, roughly, until we're going to be voting in the primary here in Missouri. We've seen some advertising. Most of it seems to be targeting Eric Schmidt. But, I mean, I'm sure there are other ads running that I'm just not hearing for whatever reason. We'll keep an eye on that one. Here's the other side of that poll. I don't know if you followed this or not. I mean, it's not unusual. We're probably still in a sweeps month, which is why Channel 4 paid for this polling. But that survey they ran found that 45% of adults feel their family is worse off now than they were for before the pandemic. And of those polled, 45% pin the blame for inflation on Joe Biden. Nearly 50% there is would be the a different way of looking at that. This was also surprising. If there's another surge in COVID, which not surprisingly, we're being told that there is in certain parts of the country, most respondents said 48% of those polled, nearly a majority, would support government mask mandates. Of those, 80% of Democrats would support it. 60% of Republicans would oppose it. You know it's coming. There will be there have already been attempts in New York to reinstate indoor mask mandates. So we know it's coming. I mean, sometime between now and when you vote in August, I'm going to speculate there will be at least indoor mask requirements and or mandates in a lot of areas in the country. Hopefully when they do that, they'll also post the evidence, the scientific evidence that it makes a difference. I don't know. We know people who've gotten COVID here at work. Many of them are, what's the definition of fully vaccinated these days? Two shots and a booster?
Probably.
To the best of my knowledge, the three people I'm thinking of right now in my head have been vaccinated and boosted. And some of them had now have Rona for the second time. So is it a lack of masking, or is it just the nature of
a virus that we have to live with?
Yeah. And fortunately, although it's a lagging indicator, I've seen no reports so far that there's been some dramatic rise in deaths or serious complications from whatever latest variant is sweeping through the country. Hey, a quick break here. Next hour, we're going to talk to Keith Schipper. He is with the RNC, but he's going to be talking about this economy problem. The market is about to tank again. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.